You're listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
Sounds like you enjoyed your time there. It sounds like paradise, oh, Cape Town.
I mean, Cape Town is definitely paradise. Durban was beautiful too. Joburg was more like New York, but in a more authentic. The roads are not all that good, but you can tell there's some development. There's a lot of like suburbs down there too. You know, it's not the way we think of. You know, your ghettos are different. There they got, their ghettos are like Soweto. Soweto is more like, there's a lot of dust down there. There's a lot of people who are gangsters down there. There's a lot of thugs down there. But there's also a lot of good people down there. There's also, you know, it's the same way. There's no place like Philly also has their, you know, the worst parts of Philly.
Sure.
And the most pristine parts of Philly. It's the same dynamic. They're all westernized in their own way. Yeah, but it is a beautiful country. I can't even say too much bad about that country. I love South Africa. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Now, the north, and that's where Kenya is located, correct?
No, Kenya is in the east.
East. Okay. East Africa. Okay.
Yeah, we border Tanzania, Uganda, Somalia, Ethiopia. Sudan, all those countries Sudan and Ethiopia and Somalia, they are literally above us. Tanzania is below us. And, Uganda is on the western side of Kenya. So, yeah.
But yeah, I'm horrible.
The most advanced, by the way. I'm proud to say that.
Kenya?
Yeah, Kenya is more advanced than the surrounding countries.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah, I'm so bad geographically. In regards to anything, even in America, I'm just horrible when it comes to geography.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I was a truck driver, so, you know, I've been to, like, what, 47 states driving a box truck.
What states have you been to? Do you know?
The ones I haven't been to, I believe, is I haven't been to...
Alaska. Hawaii.
Which one else? I don't know if Puerto Rico makes one of your states.
Yeah, they're considered a territory.
Territory.
Yeah,
I believe I don't know. I have a feeling like Montana, but I don't know. I didn't pass through. I went too short. Man, I used to drive until I hallucinated, bro. And I, no kidding.
All right. Yeah. So when did you come to America?
2008.
2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what'd you start doing? Kick us off there.
Well, when I first came down here, I was in New York. I stayed in New York. And I was leaving my, we came here through the UN, so I came here like a diplomat kind of thing. And, of course, I had a dependent, so I was not even allowed to get a job. So it was kind of hard for me. So I decided to move down south. I moved to Smyrna, Delaware. And I stayed down there, you know, for a while, got a little job and started from there. So it's been like that. Ever since. And then my parents, of course, my mom, of course, moved down to Delaware because it was cheaper than staying in New York. She bought a house and we all stayed in the house. I moved out from Smyrna, came down to where she was staying at. And we all stayed as a family down there. So that's pretty much where now we started our little lives. You know, I started with trucking. You know, I started with a box truck. I had never driven a box truck before. And I was driving a stick shift, which was kind of weird. I'd never even done a stick shift on a box truck. I don't know how to do a stick shift on a regular car, but I just got myself into it and started from there, bro.
Picked it right up
and started going from different states, delivering loads. Yeah. Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
Man, I would say 6-7 years, I believe.
Were you bouncing back home in between?
The thing with the trucking business in America is they throw you like a message in a bottle. It's when you find yourself back home. Hey, whenever you find a load to come back, you can come back, but just go get money. So however far you're going, just keep going. It's, you know, hotel rooms and sleeping on the truck, you know, cold nights and hot summers, man. Yeah. Cool winters and hot summers.
Yeah, and away from family and friends.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But I got, the thing is about traveling in America, man. Like, believe it or not, like every state, it's different accents. They'll find your accent weird, which is weird. But like, they literally, like, Kentucky has a different accent. North Carolina, Georgia,
California, yeah.
California, they all have different accents. You just gotta pick up the dialect.
New York, Jersey, yeah. It is weird it that is like weird. Each state
has different, like, you know, they hear us differently. You can tell, oh, you from Kentucky, or you from Missouri, you from, you know. Yeah, so yeah, it was amazing traveling all that. I mean, I've been all the way to Key West, all the way to the whole of East Coast from Maine. I've been to what's the green state? The one on top of Maine.
New Hampshire?
I've been to New Hampshire.
Rhode Island?
Not Rhode Island. I've been to Rhode Island. This snowy state. Oh my God, I gotta forget.
Vermont!
There you go.
It was only a matter of time.
Yes, it was. I've been to Vermont, you know, different, totally different state. Everything is different now. And it's amazing, man. I mean, I'm well traveled. I've been to different places, you know. It's a privilege, I think. And I thank God for it. So, yeah. And now I'm here.
What's the predominant religion in Kenya?
It's mostly Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of denominations, you know, CPK, Protestant, Catholics.
Yeah, just like here, just like all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Helicopter ministries and stuff. They have all types of stuff.
What is that?
The thing is, they have all, everybody's just trying to start a church.
Okay, I got you.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's another thing about religion. It's now a quagmire of bullshit. You know, everybody's trying to start, like, oh, they have their own little ministry and they're trying to make a little bit of money in there. And they know that, you know, ministries and these churches, they don't pay taxes. So that's the best type of business to have. So everybody's trying to do that.
Yeah.
So you find these little blooming churches coming up all over the place. And they happen to always be near locations where there are poor people, which is weird to me.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're well off on this earth, a lot of poor people gravitate towards some sort of faith, you know, because when you're well off and if you don't have a religious background,
yeah.
I mean, you're
pretty much, yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's messed up. It actually in Africa, it's really bad. We have pastors out there making people eat snakes, eat grass. There are videos out there, bro. There are videos out there, people literally being told by their pastors, eat grass or eat a snake, like a candy bar or something. You know, when women being impregnated by the pastors and stuff. I mean, there's that stuff that is real. People don't understand that. That stuff that really happens out there. And
yeah, there's some sick shit going on everywhere.
Yeah, but you see, this is in the pretense of God.
No good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people, a lot of people pretend to be like that, which is weird. It's a lot of people who do this and people still follow them. You know, it just boggles me how the human mind thinks and how people think and
how easily people can be manipulated.
You know what I'm saying? And even for that, it's more like, hey, you know, that's now where you decide, hey, do I want to be religious? Or do I just want to do the right thing? You know, you gotta, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a religious person, but I do believe in God. I believe God exists. I believe in a higher power. So that's pretty much where I am at. And it, of course, it takes time. As humanity grows older and people realize we're being cheated on a lot of things. There's so many things we do now that back in the day it was like taboo. And as society grows older now, you start looking at life like, okay, damn, we used to think this shit was like the way it was supposed to be. Nowadays, people are just, everything has been kicked out. So what was all this bullshit was being made to do? And that just goes back to the education thing. You know, the learning of butterflies, how many, but who cares about that shit? That shit will never make you any money. I think education right now should be focused on people trying to start businesses and making, and how to keep money and things like
technology.
That. Technology, you know.
They don't teach any of that shit.
They don't teach that shit. That's the shit that they need to be teaching people from a young age. Because we go through this stupid 844 system or GCE system. That is really not educated. And plus, some of the information there is even false, especially the historical part of the information on education in some of the schools. It's just dumb shit. You know, people need to learn how to manage money, keep money, start a business. That's what they need to be teaching us in school, not stupid fucking.
More common sense.
Yeah. You know, more common sense type of education, but we don't have that. Really, we really don't have that. We are in institutionalized in a way. And, you know, for you to go and get an education, you can't have a doctor who's like discovering something that is new. You know, I was reading an article the other day about this guy who discovered how to heal people with diabetes. And they got rid of him and dismissed him like, dude, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So the whole medical industry comes together and they tell the dude, hey, we don't want you giving us any of your products, da, 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 da. Because the thing is, the pharmaceutical companies are making money from
people who have diabetes.
People who have diabetes or people who have, you know, so anybody who comes up with any type of like cure or any, and that's now where you come and start thinking about society. Who's telling us what to do?
Yep, it's kind of like
who's controlling the narrative.
Yeah, this is certainly controversial topic, but the COVID vaccines, like I myself, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but at the same time, you know, I can see the bigger picture. I mean, booster after booster after booster, and it doesn't prevent you
from even getting
it. Yeah, or spreading it. So realistically, why? It's just more common sense. I mean, why would I get it now? You know, it would probably be different if it was mandated by, you know, my job and I had to pay rent and pay bills.
Which is weird in itself.
Right.
If you think about
that,
it,
anybody why get to that?
Anybody have the power to tell you what to do?
Right.
As always, thank you for tuning into the Daily American. Stay tuned next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for the continuation of this episode.